Melinda, come September 1st, you are going to be the executive director of Mental Health Advocates of Western New York. As an overview, what are you looking to accomplish with this new position?
We are at a real crisis where we're struggling with the effects of this global pandemic. People that are losing jobs and are struggling with this unknown future. We don't even know if our children are going to be in school this year. And on top of all of this, we as a community and a country are struggling with the effects of generations of systemic racism and trauma. And when I look at our society now, I look at this time as a crisis, but also as an opportunity. We have an opportunity to live a better life and to create a better world for our society and for people that are living with mental illness. So my goal in joining the Mental Health Advocates of Western New York is to really talk more and more about raising awareness for health, for mental health, and providing support for people that are living with mental illness, and to really address the stigma that's associated with mental illness.
When it comes to mental health providers, social work, places like crisis services, those workers are some of the most overworked fields and have one of the highest burnout rates that I've seen as I've covered as a reporter. Looking from that position, how do you think you can help contribute to aiding social workers moving forward?
You know, when I heard that story of the Dr. Lorna Breen, who was an ED doctor working in the Bronx, who died by suicide, one of the reasons, or one of the things that stood out for me about her was the fact that she didn't reach out for help. And so a lot of people in the mental health field, a lot of people in the medical field, feel like they are helpers and that they don't deserve the help that all of us need. And so I would love to be able to support our providers. And one of the programs that the Mental Health Advocate has is actually going into workplaces and providing education and awareness on workplace stress and on work-life balance. And that is a program that I will be participating in and that I'm proud about.
As we talk about how we spend what often feels like too little of resources in mental health services, a lot of talk about telehealth, but where do you see creating efficiency for where funds are going?
I don't know if you're aware of that the Mental Health Advocates is moving to a new location at 1021 Broadway. And I'm really excited about this move because what is happening at 1021 Broadway is pretty innovative. So we are going to be basically living with six other human service organizations, and we're going to be partnering on programs, but we're also going to be partnering on sharing expenses and resources. So as you know, a lot of human service organizations are competing for funds and shrinking funds, to be honest. And so at 1021 Broadway, we have a collaborative that we're going to be partnering with these other groups to really help us provide better care so that the back office parts of the organizations are going to be shared and taken care of so that we can really focus all of our efforts out in the community.